Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Senate Judiciary Committee has now released a full report on Justice Brett Kavanaugh, and they found, not surprisingly, no evidence of sexual misconduct. The 414-page report goes over all of the allegations, goes over all of the interviews, and concludes that there's absolutely no evidence to corroborate any of these allegations. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Matt, this is no surprise, but it is unfortunately stunning that Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee, with absolutely no corroborating evidence, were willing to destroy a man's reputation. Other Democrats, such as Chuck Schumer, Maxine Waters, some of the leaders of some of these very liberal, left-leaning organizations, all willing to throw out due process and literally destroy a man's reputation with absolutely no corroborating evidence. And the Judiciary Committee, 414 pages, ultimately concludes that there's just no evidence at all.
Yeah, this was a transparent political assassination from the beginning, a character assassination. We all knew it. I believe even those on the left knew it, but they pushed the narrative anyway because of the threat that Brett Kavanaugh poses to liberal judicial activism and their political agenda. And now we have a 414-page exhaustive report based on an exhaustive investigation that says there is zero corroborating evidence, exonerates Justice Kavanaugh, and really, in one fell swoop, also condemns those who pushed this horrible smear job. We now know four people involved in this hit job have been referred to the DOJ for potential prosecution. I mean, you know, they're paying the piper now.
Yeah, the committee spoke to 45 individuals, collected 25 written statements, and after an extensive investigation and a thorough review of all the potentially credible evidence submitted in interviews with information regarding the allegations, including classmates and friends of all those involved, the committee investigators, and I'm reading from a conclusion of the report, quote, found no witness who could provide any verifiable evidence to support any of the allegations brought against Justice Kavanaugh. In other words, following the separate and extensive investigations by both the committee and the FBI, there was no evidence to substantiate any of the claims of sexual assault made against Justice Kavanaugh.
Okay, so here's the question I think a lot of us have. What does this mean for Blasey Ford? Is there any discipline? Are there anything happening as a result of her standing before the taking oath and then this not being true?
Well, the Senate Judiciary Committee doesn't have the authority to prosecute, but they do have the authority to obviously refer for consideration of prosecution based upon the fact that these witnesses lied. And in fact, one of them recently came out and said her allegation that Justice Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her in the back seat of his car was completely fabricated. She actually admitted to the interviewers it wasn't true. She was angry and she simply wanted attention. And she has now been the most recent one that has been sent to or referred over to the Department of Justice. So now it's up to the Department of Justice to begin its own criminal investigation and pursue justice here. And what the DOJ will do, we simply don't know. We do know that the Senate in a previous situation and the House in a previous situation referred Planned Parenthood over to the Department of Justice, both of them, because of the sale of baby body parts. And what the Department of Justice has done so far is review it, but we haven't seen any action. So I think it's really now in the DOJ's court, and I hope that the DOJ takes serious action. These are serious situations in which someone fabricates information to destroy a person's character, and now we find that there's not a single witness that can corroborate any of these allegations. And some of the individuals have made conflicting statements, and some have now said that, in fact, they lied because they just simply wanted to get attention and they were angry. And then the sad thing is, too, you had elected officials, some of which apparently want to run for president. And these individuals were part of the hit squad, if you will, against Kavanaugh. And they had all this information, and none of them have come out and said, Justice Kavanaugh, we apologize to you and your family for trying to destroy you. We now know that there's absolutely no evidence to that fact.
You know, it's a really revelation of people's character, but there has to be discipline. This cannot be a pattern that continues when you're willing to destroy a person's, you know, very life by making up things and taking oaths swearing that it's true when it's not.
Yeah, and, you know, the first one, you know, Christine Blasey Ford now has pocketed over $1 million.
Yeah, I mean, that is so wrong.
And she's pocketing it for herself. And she said she had never tried to coach anyone to take a polygraph. And in fact, she did coach Monica McLean.
She lied under oath.
A former FBI employee. She coached her how to take a polygraph in order to pass it so she could become an FBI employee. Apparently, she was able to become an FBI employee. And
McLean was, right.
McLean was. And then the other thing is, after McLean was contacted, when Blasey Ford issued her allegation, she said, I don't know Kavanaugh. I don't know anything about this event. Another person who was a friend of Blasey Ford, a good friend, said, I don't know Kavanaugh. I can't corroborate this. I don't know anything about the event. This former FBI employee that she coached,
Ford's friend, right,
then tried to convince Ford's friend to change her statement so that she would support Blasey Ford.
But that shows you the extent to which the left is willing to go to destroy a person's life and character just because they don't follow their beliefs.
It does, Holly. And you couple that with the fact that we now know NBC News sat on and quashed exculpatory evidence that would have totally discredited one of the accusers during the hearings, sat on it, refused to release the exculpatory evidence because it didn't fit their narrative and their clear agenda. So when you say the left, it's the larger left. It's the so-called fake news and the liberals in the Senate.
And so many of the public and the media were buying into it. So
yeah, NBC News, we now know, had information that would be exculpatory that would ultimately call into question the credibility of one of the witnesses that they actually interviewed.
One of the accusers.
One of the accusers that they actually interviewed. And they did not reveal that. They wouldn't release that. They had an agenda. You know, from the very top of NBC News, it has a very left-leaning political agenda. And the problem that we now see, particularly since President Trump's election, he uses the term fake news, and that's a good illustration. It's a good term for what you actually see out there. The news is fake in often many times because they have an agenda, and they'll either not print things. For example, look at the Senate Judiciary Committee report. How many stories did you see in some did you see that in CNN, NBC? Did you see that in any of the New York Times or Washington Post as top headlines?
No.
But no, when Blasey Ford came out with her allegation,
it was everywhere.
The number one news story.
Yeah. And people
believed it for some time. And yet this shows there was absolutely no evidence, and the liberal media is silent like crickets. You just hear crickets. Complete silence. Well, you know, the good news is that this report exonerates Justice Kavanaugh. And this also is an illustration of how far people are willing to go to literally invent stories to destroy an individual because of their political ideology. We are in a culture war. Pray for the Ministry of Liberty Council, because we know that this also primarily stems from a spiritual battle that we see manifesting itself in the real world. Join with us, partner with Liberty Counsel. Go to our website, lc.org. That's lc.org, where you can contribute and pledge to Liberty Counsel as a regular partner at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776, lc.org.